I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, nice win by the Mets, right? So the thing that's confounded me this year about the Mets is, and I say confound because there's really nothing that I can say that quantifies what I'm about to say. I can talk about stats, and Manaea hasn't been that good, and Senga's done this, and this guy's done that. All the things that we know can be backed up by numbers. I've said many times this year that the Mets feel different in terms of connectivity, right? I don't want to say so much chemistry because that almost implies that it's a bad thing. And I've never said that. You know, you say, well, the Mets chemistry is not quite what it was a year ago. Automatically, what happens? The antennas go up. Nope, talking about Soto. I'm really not, actually. I'm not. Soto's fit in. Soto's obviously done some great things. Some things a little less than what we thought. But Soto's, for the most part, carrying the mail, doing his job. But the Mets this year just looked a little off. And I think that most Mets fans would agree with that. And, you know, last year, you know, some of the wacky stuff like Grimace and Hoctua, whatever. But, like, the Iglesias stuff was real. You know, he was a real contributor, a real glue guy. And the Mets elected not to bring him back. He hasn't had a good season for San Diego, so probably validated what the Mets did. But the thing to me that changes possibly the ceiling for the Mets this year is Vientos. See, Vientos is one of those guys who, and this damn fly is back. Listen, Huff, he's back and he's buzzing around. And it's like, you know, I'm here an hour before I'll get to Vientos. Now it's right in front of my face. Now he's just toying with me. He's teasing me here. I've been in here for an hour. I didn't even know he was here until Hoff came in to do the pre-show meeting. He's like, oh, the fly is still here. It's like this guy or this gal, I don't know if it's a female or a male fly. Is there gender with flies? I don't even know. But it's like he waits for me to start the show, and then he starts buzzing. Good timing. So when Vientos plays well, the Mets look different. And it's undeniable. It really is. Like, for the most part, Soto is stoic and robotic, and that's part of his brilliance. Goes about his job, doesn't show a ton of emotion. You know, he's got that, certainly that quiet swag and that swag in the box and that flair, but he's kind of to himself, you know, pizza grinder, but kind of to himself. McNeil will get a little fiery, but, you know, kind of to himself. Marte, fairly to himself. You know, Lindor's got a little juice, but there's a different energy when Vientos is playing well. And last year, think about this, guys. The Phillies won, what, 95 games? They won the division. The Mets won 89 games, and they obviously did not win the division, but they knocked the Phillies around 3-1 in the NLDS. And who was in the middle of all that? That was Mark Vientos, hitting 520-something with a couple of home runs and 5 or 6 RBIs in the 4 games. Like, it's not even that he needs to be a star, although he has been on an absolute rampage. Like, Mark Vientos is flat-out raking again, which is good to see because I really thought he was the real deal. And I never abandoned him, I don't think you did either. I think true Met fans were very perplexed at what the hell was happening with Mark Vientos. Like, it's one thing to get off to a slow start. It's another thing to be here, you know, up until he got hot, which was about early August-ish, late July-ish, to basically have 4.5 months of being a complete zero on the baseball field. It wasn't even regression. It was going from being so influential to invisible. And that's kind of rare. You don't see that too much. But you saw it this year with Vientos. And when he's hitting, and he's, you know, not that he's fast, but, you know, when he's running around the bases, diving head first into home, diving head first into second, getting up, helmet off, banging his fist in the air, his team feeds off of that. So while the win against the Phillies was good, and yeah, if you guys want to, you know, get wrapped back up in the division stuff, I don't think the Mets will win the division. I've said that for a while. But in a lot of ways, it doesn't really matter because of what happened last year that I just referenced. Phillies were better, and the Mets beat them in the playoffs. But for the Mets to turn the corner, all right, and again, we could talk about a lot of things here. We could talk about Manaea, and you'd love to see something from Manaea tonight. Like, yeah, one of these two guys is going to have to join the party. Like, it can't always be three innings, 90s, you know, four innings, 90-something pitches, or Manaea flies through the first three and then stumbles, and you got to go to the bullpen. Like, somebody at the top of the rotation outside of Peterson is going, and I don't mean McClain, who's new, and I don't even mean Holmes, who threw seven the other day. Like, these guys at the top, who are supposed to be at the top, need to pitch better. We know that. But I think it's one of the easiest things to identify in New York baseball. It's like when Judge hits, the Yankees look different. To me, when Vientos hits, there's a surge of energy that goes through this Mets dugout that obviously impacts the box score. And I see you guys feeding off that in the stands. So the fact that Vientos is alive and well, to me, represents maybe, aside from McClain, because that is a massive revelation, I think the single greatest possibility for the Mets to really do something this season. Something that I haven't really felt most of this year. And it feels like, you know, they could... It feels like they could turn a corner if this guy's really real again. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You know what I'm saying. You know it because you feel it. I mean, I'm watching it last night, and I've been watching him play every game now, you know, and he's just been on a, he's been red hot. And I think somebody like Vientos, you know, some of you buried him. Some of you wanted to move on. Let's not get it fully twisted here. Many of you were dug in and you supported him. A lot of you said trade him. You know, trade him for this guy. Trade him for a starter. Trade him for that guy. You happy they didn't trade him? See, and that's part of the evaluation. Let me just branch into this for a second. So, like, there's the baseball stuff and there's the moves the Mets made and there's the moves that teams make. But then there's also the moves that you don't make that we kind of gloss over and don't really factor into the grand calculation of what a team is. And the fact that Stearns didn't flinch and didn't trade Vientos, that's got to be a massive check in the proper column for Stearns, who's taken some heat this year, and rightfully so.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
But you got to love what you're seeing from Vientos right now. You really do. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. I've talked about this, and you know this because you watch these games. Like, when you play a baseball season, that's one of the reasons. We'll get to the Yanks later, but that's one of the things that's bothered me about the Yankees for a long time, aside from player development, is that they've become too corporate. You know, they've become a little bit stale. Now, they've got more energy this year. They do, with Jazz and some other players, but over the years, they morphed into this grinding, electric, tough, talented team to a team that looked like they were just, you know, punching in and punching out. And guys like Vientos, over the course of 6 months of baseball, where it's a drag. I mean, you're getting in 3-4 in the morning. You're playing every day. It's monotonous. And if you're not having any sort of fun, it could be a real grind. And if you're not an elite team, which the Mets are not, well, then it's going to manifest itself negatively. I'm telling you, older players, they see Vientos doing that, and they get jacked up. They feel it. So it's a really, 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 really good sign. Good win by the Mets. Not going nuts. Still don't think they win the division. But again, does it really matter when you get to October? Doesn't. It's been proven. All right, 888-808-1019. We get Charlie and Bethpage first up on the Fan. Charlie.
Hey, BT, how are you, buddy?
What's
everything
up, dude?
Good? Well, listen, I'm just going to tell you, believe it or not, I was at the Yankee game last night. And it was a lot of fun seeing the new stadium. I haven't been to the new stadium, but I had my pods listening at my Met game. I didn't know what two teams I was watching last night and hearing last night in my ears. Those are the teams that we should have here in New York. But when Vientos hits, the team follows. McNeil When the bottom of the lineup starts hitting, that's what we needed, because we can't rely on the top four. We know what they can do. It's the bottom of the lineup, and everybody feeds off it now. But we need to get on a good run, because I'm still pissed off on Sunday, not sweeping like Washington. We should have walked away with a sweep. Losing that game after a 2-0 lead, it was just terrible.
No, Charlie, hold on a second, Charlie. Yeah, no, the brutal loss, but you guys won 2 out of 3. Be fair, but I got you. That was a tough loss, no doubt. I thought Mendy was spotty.
Here's the problem. I've been at Yankee Stadium last night with my buddies, and you guys, the same thing with you. I told them, you can't win the series. Washington, you got to sweep the series.
Yeah.
You want to be you got to bury these teams on the bottom. They're garbage.
Yeah.
And you know what? They got to put their throat down on them. And
Hold on, Charlie. Forget about the Yanks for a second. Here's my question. So, now, these are your words. You're a Mets fan. You were listening to the Mets game, I guess, listening, watching on whatever device, phone, I'm sure. Why were you at Yankee Stadium when the Mets were playing the Phillies?
Yeah, well, know what? Because my friend has tickets down to the Legends, and I wanted to go to Yankee Stadium. Okay? How do I say no to the Legends, bro?
I got you. Hey, Charles, I'm just asking. I mean, that's an acceptable answer. I'm not mad at you. All right, I'd probably do the same thing. Legends is that's a different planet. Good job. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal. How about that dope bomb complaining about whatever the hell the boom mics? I mean, that was ridiculous, what was going on. I'll obviously expand on that in a bit. But, I mean, what a petty grievance that is. Like, that's it. That was a 19-minute delay. Poor Ronnie in the booth. They're like, hey, listen, I don't know. Turner put them, because the game, I guess, is on Turner TNT tonight. They're like, Ronnie, this is your thing. This network TV is your problem. He's like, I didn't do anything. No, it was the Mets. And it was Alec Baum. I don't know. I don't understand. Listen, even like when you were watching golf, like, this annoys me. God forbid somebody breathes too loudly or sneezes or coughs. You know, you've got that crazy cat. Excuse me, sir, silence. Shh. Please, a little respect here. Like, dude, just do your job. Immerse yourself in your routine and swing the golf club. And those mics have been there since, what, 2017? Man, that bomb, get lost. Let me get Ronnie in Manhattan, BT and Sal on the Fan. Ronnie, what's going on?
BT, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Ronnie. What's up, man?
Good, nothing. I just got to touch on Vientos, and then I got a question about your days at Marist College.
Oh.
I went to Siena, so I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
But with Vientos, I couldn't agree more. I'm 35 years old, and when I was 16, I was watching the 06 Mets, and Jose Reyes just had that spark plug. And Vientos just reminds me of that, you know, with the helmet coming off and the sliding, like you said. It just seems, you know, for a while, I think us Mets fans were like, you know, when Lindor's hitting, the team's on. But you're right. When Vientos is going, it's just, we feel unstoppable, and I feel like we can come back from whatever. You know, I don't think we can recreate the OMG magic from last year, but there's just something special about him.
Well, there was something special about him, which is why this was such a weird year, because, yeah, when you do what he did in the playoffs there, and that's what I always leaned on. Yeah, listen, there's been a lot of players. Kevin Moss, we referenced, we laughed about that. There's been players in New York that have had good starts to their career, and then they fizzle out when the league figures them out. But you get into the postseason against elite pitching like he did, and you got a slow heartbeat, you're a stud. Now, I don't know what the hell happened at the start of the year, but there's nobody who's going to tell me Mark Vientos can't hit. He's just got to get his head right. Yeah. And I know that Gelbs did the story on how he changed his approach, and I want to get into that later as well. But he's swinging it now, and you know, he's got a juice, and he's got a swag that very few Mets have. The fans feel it, and the team feels it. So if he's back, then the Mets, a lot changes for the Mets.
Yeah, I agree. I had a feeling coming into this season that might get in his head a little bit. The expectations coming out of October were just astronomical, but it seems like he's picking it up. Real quick, on your days at Marist, if you don't mind me asking, what year did you graduate there?
96.
96, damn, okay, because I used to go to basketball and baseball camp there in like 98, 99, and 2000.
Oh, wow.
During like the Dave McGarity days.
Yeah.
And then I forget who was the head coach of baseball, but.
That was John Cheff.
I was wondering if you'd ever, because one of my head coaches down in baseball was Rocco Baldelli's cousin.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you had ever met him on campus, but.
No. You said you went to Siena, right?
Yeah, I went to Siena. I graduated in 2012, so luckily my freshman year I caught that run against Ohio State. That was awesome.
Oh, nice. There you go. Outside of Siena's a great school. A good school. Yeah, McGarity's grinding. Mean, he's dropping a lot of names that nobody cares about. We do. Now, you know, I love Marist. Siena's a good school as well, so good stuff. Let me get Alex in Midland, Texas. What's up, Al? How you feeling today?
Hey, BT, I remember listening to you on your national show several years ago, but a long-time listener, first-time caller to this show.
Nice.
And I just wanted to piggyback off of what you were talking about yesterday. Yes, both teams won last night, but as a Mets fan, I feel better than Yankees fans do just because of who the Mets beat last night. And yes, I think Vientos is a huge part of that.
Yankees, last night's Yankee win, just to get that out of the way, means nothing. I told you yesterday they're going to hit. My over-under was 10.5 home runs in the three games. They'll win two out of three as long as they show up and don't oversleep. They should sweep them. They have three last night. But what you do take away is Schlittler, which I'll get to later as well. No, the Mets game, that's why I'm starting with the Mets. Yesterday was a Yankee day because the Red Sox punked them again. And you get Mets-Phillies versus Yankees-Nats, there's no doubt. It's Mets-Phillies all day. It's a massive win.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And we'll see what happens tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you making the call from Texas on the Free Odyssey app. Thank you very much. Let me get Sean up in Marlboro. BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, guys. Just real quick last night. I'm just wondering, did the Mets have their grimace moment last night when Boehm picked out that microphone and said it affected his hitting? I really feel like that just changed the game around. So was Grimace in that microphone, and is this it in 2025? I think we're going to turn the season around today.
Well, you might. All right, Sean, hold on. Sean, hold on. You might. You might. I'm not saying that you won't. Matter of fact, there's a good chance that you could. What I would say is, why with the Mets is there's always got to be a moment, like a little something, like let's get the purple seat, let's have Iglesias doing a concert. How about the fact that the Mets got a $330 million payroll, they got a couple of All-Stars, and they almost won the World Series a year ago? How about that?
It's all about momentum, my friend. It's all about momentum.
Yeah.
You get the momentum going.
Yep.
You turned it around last night, and you know once a team gets momentum, you can't stop.
Uncle Mo.
That's what happened last year.
Yeah, Uncle
that's
Mo. Uncle Mo's it's a real thing. Thanks for the call there, Sean. Hey, listen, along those lines, the squirrel who was dancing, and by the way, the Jets or the Giants had signed that squirrel. They really should. But that squirrel that was on the field, actually twice, I saw him Sunday, and then I think he made it back for an inning last night. And it's got to be the same squirrel. But now I'll take the gimmicks. That's where I'm at with the Yankees. Like, for forever, I'm like, Yanks don't need gimmicks. Yankees show up, and they step on the field, and they've got the aura. They've got the pinstripes. They got some studs. They're going to win the championship. Give me squirrels. Whatever it takes, I don't care. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Sal is off. He's back tomorrow. All right, so the Vientos effect, it feels like it's going to be lasting. Like, that's what makes you feel good about this. It's not like he's a young kid that was up in Syracuse and is just getting a look now and had a couple of good games and the league's going to figure him out. Like, there's at least enough evidence from Vientos last year in a highly pressurized, you know, month of baseball where he was an absolute star. So I believe this is real. I always thought Vientos could hit. What bothered me about Vientos this year is that he looked too entitled. And I've talked about this. I don't understand how you can hit, you know, four or five home runs in October and have such a meaningful role and then come to spring training and start the season and you're jogging down the first base line. You know, you're not hustling out of the box. You're in space at third base. Like, he didn't look ready to play. I don't know how else to say it. So maybe he had to get humbled. I know that they talked about his change of approach. That was a pretty good segment by Gelbs in the game last night. I'll talk about that as well. Whatever it is, when Vientos hits, the Mets are different. So that's the hope that you got to have moving forward the rest of the way.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.